of Doral Davidson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house. I want to welcome you to this broadcast. I want to bless you in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Spread thy people, Lord, give not thine heritage to reproach, neither run over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where's their God? Spread thy people, Lord, give not thine heritage to reproach, neither run over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where's their God? Spare thy people, Lord, give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where's their God? Father, I thank you. As you stand up, you arise. Scatter your enemies. Thank God. Father, I praise you. Bless you. Thank you for Lisa. Thank God. Thank you for John. Thank you for John's friend. Thank you for miracles. Thank you for healings. Thank you for discerning of spirits. Thank you for the gift of faith, word of wisdom, word of knowledge. Thank God. Amen. Tongues, interpretation. Amen. Thank God. Prophecy. Father, I praise you. Bless your name. Worship your holy name. Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank God. Thank God, amen. Thank you, Father, amen. Thank God, amen. Thank God, amen. Thank you, Father, amen. Thank God, 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 amen. Thank you for the peace of Jerusalem. Father, I praise you. God bless you. Thank you for demonstration. A demonstration of your power. Thank God. Thank you for the power that Jesus Christ demonstrated. Amen. Father, thank you. Bless your name. Amen. Want to bless you. Want to praise you. Want to worship you. Magnify your name. Thank God. Every knee will bow. Every tongue shall confess Jesus Christ, your Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Father, I want to praise you, want to bless you, magnify your name. Thank you, Father. Praise God, amen. Father, I give you thanks, and I give you praise in Jesus' name, amen. Thank God. Well, Lisa, I have something to say to you. And you and your friends have troubled me greatly. The things that are coming to all of you now is not going to be pretty. I pray and I believe, Lisa, that you'll be okay. You'll be delivered and come on. But you'll spend some hours that you wish you'd never heard of because you believe a liar. You don't believe God. You didn't believe me, your husband. But you'd believe a lie. You believe a liar. So you need to understand that. God is talking and spoken out of my mouth yesterday, speaking to the district attorney's office in Collin County. That's Judge Roach. He's a district attorney. Then he has associates. God is talking to him. If you've been noticing, my praying is God set up kings, presidents, governors, and judges, and make them fools. You didn't know my prayers could be answered, did you? Amen. So, Judge Roach, God is talking to you and the rest of you, the district attorney's office. He has spoken to you, and he's told you that you, your office, is in cooperation with police officers in Collin County and other areas to try to destroy me. God is warning you. And it's too late now. It is too late. You've already gone too far. You've had many warnings out of my mouth. So, I'm not really surprised, I guess, that God is dealing with Collin County District Attorney, since the wimp J.R. Staten has friends in it. Right, the snake. The snake. You don't believe God, do you? You don't believe that God knows snakes, do you? Jesus called a generation snakes. Is that right? The vipers. Amen. So, it's not surprising to me that the district attorney's office is cooperating with law enforcement agencies in Collin County to try to destroy me. It doesn't even surprise me. You see, most of you have no idea where I came from and what I've done in the flesh. You have no clue. But you see, I have been involved on the edges, but could see clearly. Texas politics since the mid-1960s. You don't know that. You're too blind. You don't have the guts. You're like Dr. Butler, my partner. He's a blind, gutless man. Blind, gutless man. I took him in as a partner. He couldn't have made it otherwise. And I told him, I said, Rodney, these horse people are wicked. He didn't believe me. He laughed at me. He made fun of me. Like you do. Like you do. He was a Louisiana Cajun graduate, Texas A&M University, on the staff, Oklahoma State University. School of Veterinary Medicine, as a clinician. He wouldn't listen to me. He thought I was kooky like you. And so I had a good friend named Dan Merrill, owned Merrill Tire Shop in Dallas, Texas. He was from Kentucky, lived out on the lake, out east. I can show you today where he owned a whole lot of property. And they sold property, they built houses. And so Dan, after I sold my practice, Rodney took over working for Dan Merrill. And one day, Dr. Charles Rodney Butler, a doubter like you, went out to Dan Merrill's barn. His stable. And Dan Merrill said, there's a famous horse that they just killed. And Charles Rodney said, oh, you blankety blank, you're just like the rest of them. He's not dead. He goes over and picks up his telephone. He calls Oklahoma State University. He said, let me speak to Dr. Lester Johnson. Of course, Rodney worked there on staff. Dr. Johnson came on. He said, this is Dr. Johnson. They told him who was calling. Dr. Charles Rodney said, Lester, tell these stupid blankety 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 blanks that this horse is not dead. And Dr. Johnson said, Rodney, he's in the postmortem room, and I'm getting ready to do a postmortem on him. That's just some trivia. about my past in the flesh. You see, he wouldn't believe me, but I knew how many crooks were around. Did you know I obtained a position in the state of Texas, a graduate of the University of Missouri? As far as I know, no one else ever achieved, unless they were an Aggie. You know what it means to be an Aggie, right? I was invited by some of my friends, wealthy, political, much power, to be one of the state veterinarians, state fair veterinarians at Dallas State Fair, Texas State Fair at Dallas, Texas. Hi, it's good to see you. You know what? If you've ever seen a bunch of people have to figure out some way to make everybody happy, to let me become one of the assistant state fair veterinarians, my God, did that bunch of Aggies have problems? So I went down and talked to the president of the state fair, met him in his office. You talk about junk. You talk about lies. You talk about fear. But you talk about they knew who was backing me. Did you know they were scared of him? They were afraid of the people that were pushing me to become one of the state fair veterinarians. I've never heard so much trash in my life telling me about this one and that one and all that. You think I gave a blank? No. So they appointed me. That's pure politics if you don't know it. Texas style. You know that? Would you believe that? Yeah. Y'all thought I was some punk came to town that got ran out of practice, didn't you? So you know what? I served in that capacity for 1 year. And the next year, I said, I don't want to serve anymore. Oh, why? I don't have time. I'm too busy making money. So I know something about Texas politics. I could go on and tell you a lot, but you wouldn't believe them. You don't even believe what I just told you. So, I know what goes on in Collin County. I know what goes on in Dallas County. I have some very, very wealthy friends. They talk to me. They say, tell us their names. No. Don't want to. I'm not a name dropper. But I'll give you this one. Jesus of Nazareth sent me to this wicked bunch. I just dropped his name on you. How do you like that? He sent me. Thank God. And you know what? He is not one bit afraid of all of you. All of you. Not any of you. All of you. Now, so, Lisa, I wish you hadn't been so wicked. I wish that you'd have believed God. I wish that you wouldn't have believed the liar. You wouldn't have had to live in a hotel. The place that you told me you'd never live again. When you got out of Chase Oaks Apartments, you said, I'll never go back into another apartment. Pride. Big pride. Big pride. Now she lives down here, and I've looked on the internet at the floor scheme, and Lisa, you don't live in a very big place. And you live with a wimp. And you live with a devil. And you made that choice to go there. That was your choice. Because you wouldn't believe the husband that God gave you, the one you shack up with, the devil gave you. So, if you turn with me to 2 Kings 13, I'll show you something, then we're going to worship God. Amen. Second Kings 13, verse 14. Now Elisha was fallen sick of his sickness wherever he died. And Joash the king of Israel came down unto him and wept over his face. He said, "Oh, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof." And Elisha said to him, "Take bow and arrows." He took unto him bow and arrows. And he said to the king of Israel, "Put thine hand upon the bow." He put his hand upon it, and Elisha put his hands upon the king's hands. He said, "Open the window eastward." He opened it. And Elisha said, "Shoot!" And he shot. And he said, "The Arab, the Lord's deliverance, the Arab deliverance from Syria. For thou shalt smite the Syrians in Aphek, till thou have consumed them." This man had the spirit of Christ in him, the same spirit that's in me. The Spirit of Christ, the same Spirit that's in me. And verse 18, he said, "Take the arrows." And he took them. And he said to the king of Israel, "Smite upon the ground." And he smote thrice and stayed. And the man of God was wroth with him and said, "Thou should have smitten." Stay on the edge. "Smitten five or six times. Then hadst thou smitten Syria till thou hadst consumed it. Whereas now thou shalt smite Syria but thrice." Elisha died and he was buried. Let me tell you all something. God sent me to this wicked country. I was born and raised in. My ancestors came here. From Europe. And I don't care if you like it, they're white. And I don't care if you think I'm racist, I'm white. And let me tell you something about you. I don't care what color you are, I love you, and I'm going to deliver you by the power of God. Is that fair? Why? Because I've been anointed to deliver you with the power of God. One earthen vessel, one clay pot that knows it, that doesn't think he's something he's not. Because in the fifth chapter, if we sing it, I wouldn't be surprised if it didn't come up from the book of Revelation. God has redeemed us out of every tongue, every kindred, and every nation, and every blood. You remember that? That's just my Lord Jesus. Redeemed us unto God, not to prosperity, help, your own thing. Redeemed us unto God. Now, I have a strange heritage. Hang loose. You're not going to get to talk. I have a strange heritage. I know that. I just had one desire my whole life. You want to know what it was? Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Let me do what I want to do. Just don't bother. And I won't bother you. But in case you think you can bother me, you met someone that you can't bother. Because I can tell you, go without any reservations. When I came to Collin County, within 2 weeks I met Dr. David E. Avery, a dentist. 1963, month of February. David was a great friend. Immediately he took me to George Webb, who owned Northside Drug with a partner named Charlie Winifred. He introduced me to George. George, you're about to hear something about me. May disappoint you. He'll see this. But I'm Doyle, and you know it. Dr. Avery told me there are two men in Collin County that you'll have to know to be successful. One of them was George Webb's mother-in-law. And I said to myself, which I've been that way my whole life, there'll be two men that I don't ever meet. I didn't know when I went to the First United Methodist Church. Because I never knew that you had to know someone in church to be successful. I didn't think that way. I thought church is where they should worship God, not build relationships, not open doors for money. You hear me? I've never been to church yet, except this one, where they didn't go there for the purpose of establishing relationships to make money. That's not why you come here. If it is, you're gone. I met George's father-in-law. In fact, I was on the administrative board with him. First United Methodist Church, McKinney, Texas. I don't think I want to say any more except, George Webb, I love you and all your family. Don't know where I'm headed. Don't know what I'm doing here. I mean, speaking. But I'm not impressed with people. Not a bit. My mother's family, you can trace them back to 1643, born in Plymouth, Massachusetts. And my dad's family, I can trace back to Virginia, 1792. I'm going to say some things that I am not convinced of the total meaning of them. But I'm going to say them. And the Millers, so forth, most of them stayed on the East Coast or central part of the United States. Colorado, as far as I know, far west as any of them I know that went. Although one of them, I guess, was the chairman of the board of Gannett Newspapers, and I believe that's in San Francisco. He was the chairman of the board and president. He was a Miller. Amen. But the Davisons were a strange group. Thanks. They were like me. And they went from Virginia to California. And I'm just going to deal briefly, as brief as God will allow me. And He knows I'm not totally convinced of the significance of this. But I've got to obey God. Have to obey God. There was Golden, Joshua, Davidson, offspring, and Joshua had one of his sons named James Madison Davidson. They came out of Illinois, and James Madison was the only one that I can remember that left Illinois. I think the rest of them are buried at Horton, I think it is, cemetery north of Quincy, Illinois. But James Madison came southwest Missouri. He was became a strawberry farmer. He had 100 acres of strawberries. That's a lot of strawberries. And he had several children. And he had one named Luther Albert Davidson, my granddad. Died August 2nd, 1946, after he had dinner, sat down in a rocking chair and went to heaven. His wife was along from Illinois. 1 year later, she went. I was 14 when Granddad went to heaven, 15 when my grandmother went to heaven. But I had aunts, uncles, and a dad. They never forgot the Davisons. They weren't Davisons. They were a strange bunch. Some of them professed to know God. I'm not going to go any deeper into this. I could go for a long time, but I won't. When I joined the Navy, I wanted to go to Great Lakes, Illinois. I joined the Navy, Joplin, Missouri, December 1951. And I said, I want to go to Great Lakes. They said, we can't send you to the Great Lakes. Well, what if I want to go? There are no openings. Well, I really don't have to join the Navy. See, I was always independent. You already know that, don't you? God bless you. And finally, I thought it over. The last place I wanted to go was California. So, they said, San Diego Naval Training Center, or you don't go in the Navy. My God. So I joined. As soon as I joined, the Davidson said, you have an aunt that lives in Yucaipa, California. I said, where in the world's that? Just east of Los Angeles. Granddad's youngest sister. I said, okay. He said, when you get to San Diego, you need to go see your aunt. She wasn't my aunt. She was my great aunt. I'd never met her. Jane, I think this may be going where I didn't think it was so important. And I went to see her and I took Patty with me. When I got there, her oldest sister was there. Her oldest sister was named Melissa. They called her Polly. I never understood that one. Polly means many, and I assumed it meant many Melissas. I don't know. But when I was there, Pat and I, she was 95, and she had flown out there, and she's getting ready to fly back to Missouri. 95 years old. That's 1952. I didn't think much about it. I really didn't. I didn't think we'd do this tonight. I talked to Kathy about this last night. This is my daughter, by the way, you plain old cops, and she doesn't have any other name. And I just never thought much about it. But one day, oh, let me tell you. I got married in San Diego, actually, what was it? Linda Vista, Presbyterian Church, Southern California. I knew it was God. I knew God wanted Patty to come out there, and we were married in that church. Some witnesses were in the Marine Corps that went to that church. And they told the preacher, I know these people. I know these two. One of them said, I grew up with them. I know them well. And he said, well, if you know them, I will say those lies over them. He didn't put it that way. So we went through the ceremonies, and one day I repented. I said, thank God. But anyway, amazing what God had planned in my life. Because the Bible was conceived in California and born in California. I used to kid her. I did. And your Uncle John really did. He was a Methodist preacher about where she was born. It meant nothing to me. You know, it's just events of my life. It's where I had to go. You know what it says in the book of Acts? God has appointed the bounds and the times of our habitation. Right? I'm not going on any further, Lord, because I don't have the courage, faith, assurance that I should, except to say this. I never heard there was a Holy Ghost. I offended my sisters, especially the oldest one, when I said I never heard of the Holy Ghost. Where I went to church, she said, well, we talked about him all the time. We did. Well, I wasn't there when they talked. They couldn't hear it. Anyway, if you don't know, 1906, the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Ghost visited Azusa Street in Los Angeles, California. And there is where the Holy Spirit had a great effect. Maybe to some degree like it did in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. I know Topeka, Kansas was minimal. I know Galena, Kansas was even more minimal than that, and I live 30, 40 miles from there. But Azusa Street rang out, and it's known today, and everybody is wanting an Azusa Street. You know what? It happened in California. I will tell you, I am convinced. The reason I couldn't go to Great Lakes is God wanted me in Southern California. He had a purpose. I also believe that Kathy Jane, I call her Jane most of the time, was born there because conceived and born there because God said he determined before our times and bounds of our habitation. That's as far as I'm going. Let's worship God. Amen.
Amen. makes me, I will be glad, I will be glad in the Lord. When shall the Lord of my soul praise the Lord? When shall the Lord of my soul praise the Lord? When shall the Lord of my soul praise the Lord? When shall the Lord of my soul praise the Lord? I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises unto my God while I have my being. My meditation of you shall be sweet. I will be glad. Amen. Thank you.